It's Eaton Time with Belton Johnson for the Saskatchewan Cattle Association.
Every Friday, it's Eaton Time. Well, probably Eaton Time more often than that. But Friday at 11 o'clock, we reserve for our good friend Belton Johnson, former Saskatchewan Rough Rider. He's a Grey Cup champ and full of incredible recipes that he brings to us on a weekly basis. And Belton Johnson joins us by phone this morning. Belton, how's it going this Friday?
It's going pretty good. How about yourself there, Evan?
Not too bad. Are you guys going to get rained out with your flag football this weekend?
Man, I'm hoping we don't, because I need to squeeze this last game in, right? I know there are some games going on tonight, for some of the older kids and everything. But, again, tomorrow, that's what I'm really worried about. I got my 6-7 Dolphins playing early in the morning, about 8:30. Then I have my 12-13 Giants. I believe we play around 12:30 in the noon hour there. Mm-hmm. So I'm hoping it doesn't rain. Wait till about 1:30, please.
Yeah, get you through that period. You know, I've actually had a couple of people say to me, if I bump into them, talk about you being on the show, and they say, you know what, we've seen Belton out there. He coaches flag football. They're very complimentary of your coaching style. They like how you are with the kids. What would you say, you know, you're in stepping into this role as a coach with these young athletes? What are some of the elements you've taken from other coaches that translates to the work that you do with these young kids?
Well, my thing is working hard, right? And, you know, again, flag football, you know, even tackle, you know, I always remind the kids, first and foremost, just have fun, right? Just that's, to me, that's the base. Long as the kids are having fun and energetic, hey, I'm good, and give me the effort. And I'm going to tell you, you know, yes, I'm very loud. I'm very vocal when I'm coaching and everything, but it's not, you know, it's not in a demeaning way. It's just to make sure that I have the kids' attention at all time. And, you know, I think, you know, every kid that I've coached, you know, I could go into, you know, the school there, George Lee, in the North End. Whenever I walk in that school, if I have to see my kids or something, all I hear is, hey, coach. Hey, Coach B. Hey, Coach B. Which is, I mean, again, my whole thing, kids have fun, but let's put in that effort and everything. And I always hope that the kids learn something year after year.
Yeah, good stuff. Belton Johnson is my guest. We're going to get into your recipe and it's Eaton Time in just a second. Riders and Argos tonight in Toronto. I hesitated as to whether I should bring this up or not, but Belton, I can't let it go. You picked the Riders to lose last week.
I thought you were going to forget
that. Hashtag you wrong.
I am, man. You know, I think one of the fans last week, old Belton E. Crow, or maybe it was Jamie or Daryl, and I was given a recipe how I would eat crow if I had to cook one.
Well, I did hear Jamie gave a play-by-play of what it's like watching the Rider game with you. You were pretty into that game last week. So what do you think's going to happen? The game fires up 5:30 our time this afternoon. I know you're on with the Green Zone pregame show at 3:30. What do you expect to see tonight?
Oh, man, I'm expecting the Riders to come out pretty strong, right? You know, again, this is a very solid team. You know, when I look at the depth chart and everything, and then I look at the Argos, they're kind of beat up along the side there, right? They got a couple guys out and everything. And for me, the Riders, again, based on what I saw last week, right, they, you know, Brett Lowther, you know, left some points out there on the field. You know, I felt like it was a team that played down to the level of the Ticats. So with Coach Mace, I'm anticipating him with the Riders is the weakest. It has to be finished, guys. So I'm expecting a monster game from the Riders tonight against what I think is a weak Argos team.
Right. That I just saw a bit of a feature story done on Daniel Johnson, the left tackle, in on that strong side protecting Harris. He seems like a pretty impressive young fella.
Oh, absolutely. And let's give credit to that O-line, right? You know, things have shifted and rejigged again. you know, like it was last year. And again, Johnson there, left tackle, very important piece of the O-line, right? The blind side of the quarterback there. He's held it down tremendously last week. The O-line, I think they've only given up 1 sack in 2 games, so they're off to a great start. But, Evan, O-linemen like the run block. I want to see more Ouellet. I want to see that mullet flying around tonight, man. And again, I got to give credit to the O-line, right? Because they have made those holes and everything for the running backs. And let's not forget the receivers, because when a running back gets a big long run, like Ouellet got last week, that 47-yard stiff arm touchdown, it's the receivers downfield blocking for him to get that, as well as the O-line here.
Speaking of running backs and A.J. Ouellet, it's, you know, we're in good shape, because I've seen a couple of people on the text line frustrated. Kadeem Carey likely won't be playing tonight. It sounds like Bertrand Hudon is back, but we're in good shape that way because we've got lots of assets there.
Lots of assets, lots of depth. That's, again, I think maybe that's the strong part of this team, is the depth that they've created here, right? You know, again, Robustelli, he's coming in to play. He had a great preseason. So, I just look for him, you know, him to continue on that with this starting group. And, yes, Kadeem Carey, he got in there last week. He showed what he could do. He gave me – at least he gave me a glimpse of what he could do. Right. And you know, I think that just sharpens Ouellet as well, because mm-hmm. to me, iron sharpens iron, especially when you got two monster backs like that.
Okay, before we get into your recipe, I've got my prognostication. Would you like to hear it before or after I ask you for yours?
I want to hear yours, Evan.
Okay, 27-17 Riders.
Oh, okay.
27-17 Riders, what I'm going with. And although I didn't win last week, or I wasn't right on close, I was certainly a lot closer than you. And you're the rider great, so Belton, I expect big things this week.
Well, I'm going to tell you mine here, Evan. And I have a score of 37-15 for the Riders.
Oh, 37-15.
And again, I felt like they played down to their opponent. I don't know, you know, maybe Coach Mace, maybe he stated that in practice. I have no idea, but the goal this week is to finish, and I need them to wallop the Argos.
Okay. 37-15, I got it down. All right, Belton, it's eating time. Let's get into this. What do you got for us today?
Oh, Evan, today what we have is smoked and braised beef short ribs for you.
Sounds great.
And the first thing we want to do is get that smoker fired up, 225 degrees. And with the beef short ribs, what we want to do is, get some olive oil, and we're going to season
every nook and cranny, Belton?
That's right. with our favorite rub seasoning and everything. So we got the seasoned short ribs. We're going to place them on the smoker for about 3 to 4 hours. Or, you know, I always said when the color looks good and the meat is pulling from the bone, we're going to add them to a disposable aluminum pan. Once we have them in that disposable aluminum pan, Evan, we're going to add some braising ingredients, such as wine, beef broth, your favorite rub seasoning, and a bit of butter. And we're going to cover that pan with foil and put it back on the smoker. Are you still there with
me? Right here, buddy.
All right. So we got the beef ribs. We got them in the aluminum pan. We got it seasoned and everything with the braising liquids. Put it back on the smoker. So after 1 hour, we're going to use a meat thermometer to probe the short rib just to see for doneness. But I'm going to tell you, if you put that thermometer into the meat and it inserts into something like, if it feels like it's putting something in butter, we know they're ready.
Okay.
All right.
That's the way you can tell.
That's the way you can tell. Yeah. You insert that thermometer, and if it inserts like it's putting in the butter, they're ready to go.
Okay.
And it usually takes up to about 2 hours or so to braise. So after we've determined that they're done there and everything, we're going to remove them from the smoker, let them sit for about 15 minutes or so. And guess what, Evan?
What, Belton?
It's eating time.
Yes, it is. I love it. It's eating time. Smoked and braised beef short ribs. Sounds delicious. Going to be a great weekend to give it a shot. We'll throw it up on social media so you can see the recipe. Belton, I know you'll be back here on the show, on the radio at about 3:30 this afternoon, correct?
That's correct, Evan.
Good stuff. Go Riders. Thanks for joining us, Belton.
Hey, have a good weekend there, Evan.
Belton Johnson, it's Eaton time, and you're listening to 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.